Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about Jesus Christ, the one who shall be called a Nazarene. I'm going to read to you from Matthew chapter 2, verse 23, where we read, "And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene." This refers to the boyhood of Jesus, explaining that after Joseph and Mary took Jesus to Egypt to escape the murderous jealousy of Herod, Joseph did the unexpected. He came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, their hometown. It was remarkable because Nazareth was an unremarkable town, and because it was the place where everyone knew Mary and Joseph and the strange circumstances surrounding the birth of their son, Jesus. You see, Nazareth was an unwalled, unprotected town with a somewhat bad reputation. The disciple of Jesus named Nathanael wondered if anything good could come from Nazareth. That's in John chapter 1, verse 46. You see, every region has some place that is somewhat despised and made fun of. There's always some city or town where the people are mocked by others and made the objects of jokes and sometimes even scorn. The people of these cities and towns are thought to be uncultured, behind the times, and not very smart. That was the kind of place Nazareth was. Now, wouldn't it be better for the Messiah to grow up in Jerusalem, in the shadow of the temple and surrounded by the smart and suave people of his day? Yet, in God's plan, Jesus came from a small, insignificant place that, if it had any reputation, it was a bad one. This is where Jesus grew up and matured into adulthood. So think about it. He shall be called a Nazarene. In the plan of God the Father, inspired by God the Holy Spirit, and embraced by God the Son, the Messiah grew up in the somewhat despised town of Nazareth. Indeed, Jesus would become known as Jesus of Nazareth, and his followers would be known as Nazarenes. When Jesus revealed himself to Paul on the road to Damascus, and this was obviously after his resurrection and ascension and seating at the right hand of God the Father in glory, Jesus introduced himself to Paul saying, "I am Jesus of Nazareth." That's in Acts chapter 22. You see, Jesus was still the Nazarene. In Acts chapter 24, verse 5, the prosecutors of Paul said this to his judge, "We have found this man," that is Paul, "a pestilent fellow and a mover of sedition among the Jews throughout the whole world and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes." You see, the earliest Christians were still identified by their association with Jesus of Nazareth, and they were known as Nazarenes. Now, growing up in Nazareth, Jesus would mature in boyhood and then his young adulthood. He would fulfill the responsibilities expected of an eldest son. And then at some time, Joseph disappeared from the scene, and Jesus became the man of the family. He worked his trade, supported his family, loved his God, and proved himself to be utterly faithful in a thousand small things before he formally entered his appointed ministry. Yet, no one would be intimidated to meet a man from Nazareth. The tendency would be to immediately think yourself better than someone from a person from Nazareth. So that you and I and everyone would freely come to Jesus, he took a despised title and made it something glorious in its humility. He shall be called a Nazarene. That's our Savior, Jesus of Nazareth.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.